You know, as I'm walking around Conker's, solitary, alone with my thoughts, alone with the low hum of the road nearby, and after climbing over the assault courses and all that, I look around at this place and fibre and all that sort of stuff seems so far away, so distant, so pointless, really, to have high-speed technology in the middle of the National Forest. But then I start to look around at various bits of the National Forest, or at least special bits of Conker's, and how relaxing and how ambient they are. And I start thinking of, wouldn't it be wonderful to see little video clips, live clips, of people with their families, you know, with their high-definition portable mobile webcam or just a standard little mobile cam, and just being able to see on a map, literally, people down at Conker's having fun and just enjoying themselves. It doesn't have to be Conker's, it could be anywhere, really. But I'm just walking up to this really, really mellow pond, this wildlife pond. This pond is the only feature in the park to remain from when the site used to be a colliery. Probably formed from ground settlement and silting, the pond has been colonised naturally by reeds and rushes, which now serve as a variety of insects and bird life. And it's like a little deck, and it's really chilled out. It's got a little chair, a seating area, and there's a swan. It's just really mellow. It's just really, really, really nice. And I can just imagine little unobtrusive solar-powered wireless hotspots, so you can pull your camera out, do a little bit of video, stream it live, and just be cool.